Oh, would somebody please bury that Davis fella?
Oh, will he have to go into the ground like all the others?
Super Weekend.
Broadcasting in the medium wave band on 266 meters, that's 1125 kilohertz. You're tuned to the continuing sounds of Free Radio over Merseyside and the surrounding areas today, for a change. Beaming out peace, love, good music and everything else that Free Radio stands for on 266 meters. Mailing address is, of course, as you, as ever, says he. M-A-R and nothing else. It's just M-A-R. Care of 22, that's 22, Beach Grove, Wallasey on Merseyside. And I hope you haven't forgotten what I said before about our little bit of a predicament that we're in. In fact, we're a bit stuck for transmitter locations, to be perfectly honest with you. Rise up the bloody creek without a paddle. How's that for a Sunday afternoon? We need some help, and you know, things are getting a bit ridiculous down here actually at the moment. When I say we need help, I mean we need help, and we do, don't we, Andy?
Hi.
You see, all the lads down here at the station, John Dwyer, Andy Davis, Bert Williams, myself, Paul J, Mike Stan, and all the other lads, Simon James and co, and all the others I've forgotten.
Don't forget Dave Simpson and Robin Blind.
Don't forget them, thank you. Well, we all do our little best to bring this programme to you, which is MAR, and sometimes it's very nearly impossible to do that, as it was yesterday, due to certain technical difficulties which are brought about by lack of transmitter locations. And without being a pain up the bum-bum, we really do need them, so if you think you can help us out, we'll pay you, you know, we got the money, don't mind paying. If you want to get some money, soft money, just by letting us use one room of your house, let's get these fast things in. Use one room of your house, well, we'll give you 20 to 30 quid a week for that. And if you let us do that, well, you can guarantee the future of MAR then, see? So come on, get your finger out and do your best.
I'm going to have to play a double jingle now, Paul.
No.
One for you and one for me, all right? This is Merseyland's alternative radio, broadcasting on 266 meters medium wave, 1125 kilohertz on the AM band, and it's time for the second hour of the Andy Davis Music Show. And now jingle number two is for Paul.
I'm back, lost. And so my life like a long shot.
we go. Say goodbye to the Buggles and Elstree. This is Andy Gill. It's me, Paul J, for about 20 minutes. And he's just gone down to his car to pump his back tire up. Because I stuck a knife in it. I was chasing your direction. I was telling you no lies, and I was loving you. When the words are said, baby, I lose my head. And in a world of people, there's only you and I. There ain't nothing come between us in the end. Andy Gibb, a record of him called Shadow Dancing at 3:09 on MAR this Sunday afternoon. 13th of, when is it? Is it April or March? Can't remember. March,
hang on. The tax man came round the other week, so it's April.
April.
Through time, it's an MAR hit back.
After this programme, go and have a look at your car outside.
Oh dear, oh dear. Actually, it sounds like that sort of a beginning, this, doesn't it? You know, the do-do-do-do, you know. This would be a jingle done on Caroline many, many moons ago by, I think it was Tony Prince. No, it wasn't. It was Bob Stewart. And it had all this sort of music on and had a big pile of echo on it. And he used to start off with that and he used to laugh and he'd go, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Ah, listen, Paul, you're showing your age now, Paul, because I was only a little lad.
This is ELO. Something that Andy Davis will be pushed off in a minute. Tightrope.
In Tattooing on Merseyside, why not visit Pete's at 119 Oxton Road, Birkenhead? They open Tuesday to Saturday 12 to 5 and on Sunday 12 to 7 at the Palace, New Brighton. They have a large range of designs, top-class work, bright colours and modern studios, and all equipment, of course, is sterilised. They also do tattoo removing. Remind you that no person under the age of 18 is tattooed by law. So, remember their motto, we offer the best, the choice is yours.
Cast your mind back, 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 back.
Splendid bit of engineering there, Mr. Davis.
Thank you.
Because you see, the thing is, I'm not doing much today. I'm sitting back and having a rest, and Andy doing all the engineering.
Well, it proves that
you've done it again.
Digital techniques work, don't they?
Right,
really mean to her, 'cause we're living.
17 minutes past the top of the hour, 3 o'clock. That's Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams. Just tune in. Hi, hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the best free radio station in the world. That's M-A-R. Hopefully we're here for a long while yet today. It's me, Paul J, and Annie Davis taking us through till 4 o'clock. Having a bit of a laugh today, a bit of a dual programme, till Andy takes over on his own solo at 4, taking us through till 6 o'clock. For us, we had Johnny's Wire from 12 till 2, thanks John. Like a bit of echo, John.
Can I do that?
No.
No.
Go on, then.
Okay.
All right, then.
John Dwyer.
Start the music, you fool. Press that button, will you?
It's on.
Little drop of touch of the Burt Williams, is there?
Off the clock, the gardener in the park. He has his patch of ground.
It's a bit of fun, this one.
Roses, daffodils.
MacArthur's Park.
Yesterday, somebody wandered in.
And it comes to us from the Barren Knights. All his debts. Well, what a hell, why not? We're all fed up here, might as well do something to cheer us up. Will you stop banging those cassettes and cartridges now?
The clock was feeling very sad, cause someone took his tools away. They'd left his rake out in the rain. But I think his patch will make it, cause he's found his rake to rake it. But he'll never grow his daffodils again. Oh no! People come from miles around to see the size of his shallots and his blooming big crescents. Between the rows of spinach, Arthur would be hoeing out the weeds in his new striped underpants.
Who wrote this?
Arthur Clark was studying to make his sweet peas biggest in the land, so that he could win the flower show. But his book by Percy Thrower got shredded in the mower, and he couldn't work out how to make them grow. Oh no! very sad, very sad. Autumn came when he raked up the leaves. It wasn't easy. He breathed in too much of bonfire smoke and he felt wheezy. Well, he thought he'd take a well-earned rest, but in his shed he fell down to his knees. The park officials notified his wife. A dreadful thing had taken Arthur's life. Dutch elm disease. Dutch elm disease. I can't help it. Seeker, our help. Boo, 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 boo. Boo, 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 boo. Boo, 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 boo. Boo, 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 boo. Boo, boo, boo.
That's MacArthur's Park there. And that was a ridiculous version, that one.
Yeah, it's crazy. Ah, no, it's a bit of fun though, isn't it? Have you heard the other Misery version?
No. Oh, yes.
I like that one, actually. In fact, do you know what? If I press this button on the computer number 26943246, the computer would select that record
in
10 seconds.
Underneath your digital clock.
Yes.
All right, then, go on, prove
Listen,
it.
Listen, John Dwyer, never mind that. I could, you know.
Let's give him a quick one, go on. John. Go on, you give him one, go on.
Right. Oh, yeah, I'll do somebody else. don't laugh. Dave Simpson.
What's up with him? He's all right. What do you mean?
No, I'm just giving
well,
him one.
Why did you pick on him?
All right, then.
No, I want to know. Never mind all right, then. You're doing a politician's version now, ignoring my question.
No, I was looking on the playlist for for whenever it is.
It's actually afternoon, it's not evening.
Yeah, I know, but I'm looking at the playlist for this evening, and I noticed Dave Simpson's doing a five-minute spot.
You shouldn't really skitter people, you know.
I am
because with your looks, you've got problems with anybody else.
Yeah, no,
you take that echo off.
Oh, sorry.
He keeps putting this echo on.
All right, well, can I do another one?
No, we go out. Oh, go on, then.
All right. Robin Blind. They can use those jingles.
No, they can't. They can't use them. They can't. All right, let's see now. Who else haven't we done then?
Hang on, just a minute. We've done John Dwyer, we've done Robin Blind. You haven't done Simon James. Do Simon James.
I do. Which sort of voice do you want? Do you want the American accent?
I want your American voice.
You want that one? Okay, well, let's just turn the mic on. Simon James would be there. Right. Yeah. Simon James. Okay, was that one okay?
That's all right.
I don't think it was very good, that one, actually. It's not as good as the other one. Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Go on, get off. Actually, I'm butting into your programme 4 minutes before, aren't I?
It is 34 minutes before. It's 26 minutes past three. It's 26 minutes past three on Merseyside Alternative Radio.
On what? Let's have it. On Merseyside.
Merseyland Alternative Radio. Whoa. That's the 3 degrees there, and a record from them called Jump the Gun. Coming up in a couple of minutes time, we got Mike Oldfield. And a record from him called North Star. That's what MAR is really, isn't it? The Star of the North. You just tune in, hi, hello, and welcome. Through to the hour of 4 o'clock this afternoon. That's me and Andy Davis, Paul J. It's our Andy. And Andy's taking over then, taking us through to 6 o'clock, and then we've got Michael Stand. And he'll be bringing his own inimitable type of music through to 8 o'clock, I hope.
Hey, listen, Paul, I insulted Michael Stand, you know, on yesterday's programme. I called him Floor Stand.
Did you?
I think he's annoyed.
Naughty boy. Do you want me to smack his hand for him? Hold it on. I'll turn it on. There you go, naughty boy. Actually, all this messing about we do on the station regarding people, Bert Williams has a go at John Dwyer, and John Dwyer sometimes has a go at Bert Williams. Mike Stan nearly always has a go at Bert Williams, and sometimes I have a go at Andy Davis, and Andy Davis sometimes has a go at anybody that's on. So you see, sometimes has a go. Well, it's all in fun, really. Don't get upset and think that it's serious, because it isn't. So, I mean, if I was happen to turn around and say that John Dwyer's got smelly feet, well, I wouldn't mean it, really. We never meant it. I'd put the echo on and say smelly feet. No, actually, no. It's in fun, so, you know, don't take it seriously. Otherwise, it messes everything up, doesn't it? So we haven't got much to sort of give you, have we, only the music? And without that, well, there's only us. So we try and brighten the station up with a few little things like knocks and hatchets through the head and all sorts of good stuff like that. Who's that knocking on the glass?
It's Dwyer.
What do you want? Oh, he wants you, he doesn't want me.
What's up, John?
He wants you in there. Go on.
Oh, I'm gone. All right, I'm gone.
Peace at last, I'm on my own. Andy Davis is buggered off into the other studio. I don't know what's going on in Studio 2 there, but there's all sorts of things being shucked about. Actually, I think John Wyatt, he's got Andy Davis by the neck. Well, having a nice old knock in there. Hey, come on, you two, behave yourself. Stand by for another promotion.
For the very best in tattooing on Merseyside, why not visit Pete's at 119 Octon Road, Birkenhead? They open Tuesday to Saturday 12 to 5 and on Sunday 12 to 7 at the Palace, New Brighton. They have a large range of designs, top class work, bright colours and modern studios, and all equipment of course is sterilised. They also do tattoo removing. Remind you that no person under the age of 18 is tattooed by law. So remember their motto, we offer the best, the choice is yours.
There you are then, that's the thing to do. Remember that little word that I've just said to you actually. Oh, hey, up his hand. Yes,
I'll kill him.
What,
I'll kill him.
What's happened?
Well,
I know he was telling you off, I saw it.
No, he told me not to drink on the air. Do you know what? You've had 2 pints.
I haven't, I've had three.
You've had three pints.
3 pints of Newcastle Brown.
I've had a quarter of a pint. That's all, and I get told off.
And did he tell you off?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you should have stood up to him.
Yeah, well.
I'd have stood up to him. Would you mind stopping that machine?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
I'd have stood up to him.
Look, does that look like 4 pints to you?
No, it looks like just over half a glass.
Exactly,
just
yeah.
Over half a wine glass, actually.
Yeah.
You know, so, he's looking at you now.
Oh, it's all right. All right, Dwyer.
All right, John Dwyer.
You see, he's got to echo it like that, because if he doesn't echo it, he can't hear it in the other studios. That's the simple facts of life, ladies and gentlemen. This is Donna Summer, and a record from her, which brings on heavy breathing.
Oh, God.
Shot it.
He's off.
Bugger off.
Wouldn't think he was a married man, would you?
And this is called...
Oh. do you want
that's
do
what
that
it's called.
Again?
No, no, it's called on the radio. That's fine.
You can do that bit again.
That's Donna Summer, a record called on MAR. That's, of course, a radio. Your free radio over Merseyside. What do you say, Paul?
No, hang on. What's that?
Something just fell on the floor there.
He always does that to me now when I'm queuing up a record.
Let's have a look at this.
You just dropped your wage slip.
Is that what it is?
Look at this.
It says IOMAR, £45.
Hang on, what's mine? Oh, I haven't started paying yet, have I? Mine's due in 30 days' time.
Well, it's name-dropping time on MAR once again, isn't it, Andy?
Yeah.
The name we're going to drop is Bert
Williams.
We're going to drop it.
Listen, Paul, couldn't I have a microphone as well?
I suppose you could, really.
Yeah.
Go on then.
Oh,
stop
right.
That rubbish.
Yeah, all right, stop that one.
No, go on then.
Wait a minute, just let me get rid of the dust off the needle. Hang on. Let me get this right. Okay. Thank you.
You never thought of that, did you?
No. I like that. Here's Bert Williams' all-time favourite record. Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up and
just a dime. And you say you belong to me. Ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be. So very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
Making medium wave music, you're tuned to the amplitude modulated sound of Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together.
Medium wave music, you're tuned to the amplitude modulated sounds of Merseyland Alternative Radio.
So happy together.
And many thanks to Mr. Paul J for the bits, shall we call them, in the middle. Hang on, Paul. Paul, can you work this one out? What time is it? 3:43, what's that?
Well, that's 17 minutes before the top of the hour.
That's right, yeah, that's right. And don't hit me there. Hey, listen. Listen, do you know something? We haven't played a jingle for about 50 minutes.
Right, play another one.
Well, just hang on, wait a minute. Here.
Get that caught in.
All right. Cartoon, yeah, jingle number, yeah, can I digit it in? Jingle yeah. Number 26415649 27.
Oh, it's fun time! Yeah!
I don't believe it. It's absolutely ridiculous. I can play jingles in audio.
No, that's jingle number 69412. That's my jingle for number.
I can still play it.
All right.
See, folks, this is the way it is on Free Radio. You can do exactly what you like.
Anywhere you said that word before on the radio.
Which one?
Beginning with B with two O's in the middle.
Put the mind boggles. What have you done here? Oh, I don't know.
isn't this sweet?
Actually, you know, I've been thinking about this jingle business, and I'm going to play another one. Sorry, Mike. I think I've got another one here.
You're tuned to Merseyland Alternative Radio. Broadcasting in the medium wave band for your musical entertainment. To Merseyside, the surrounding areas and beyond, this is MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Hey, Arlen, what do you think of that one?
Yeah, well, that's you as a little lad, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's you as a little lad. No. I think myself you're jealous of all these jingles I'm playing.
All right, well...
You're in line with the quality sounds of broadcasting to Merseyside and the surrounding areas.
Eat your heart out, Davis.
Merseyland Alternative Radio. Broadcasting for your musical entertainment, the sounds of free radio.
Actually, folks, I think he's just cued one of his own up here on the quiet.
All right, for the next 20 minutes on MAR, we've got jingles by the thousands. All right, that was Paul's. Here's Andy's. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not having the show on. I've
got it. I've got mine. Mine's on. Get yours on.
You're tuned to Merseyland Alternative Radio. The sounds of free radio in the medium wave band.
All right, can I do mine now, Paul?
Let's go on.
Creating smiles for miles, this is Free Radio.
All right, I'm going to play a record instead.
I won!
Have you noticed I get the 2 second jingles?
The jingles, jingles I won. There you go, the jewel of the jingles on MAR. And I won.
12 minutes before 4 o'clock on the Paul and Andy show. Sorry, Andy and Paul show. Here's Clifford T. Warden, a track taken from his album. It's spinning round, I can't read it. This is Screen Test.
The girl by the back clock is smoking her head off while waiting for her turn to shine. While under the heat of the lights come meet the big man who could make a big time. There's a chill light of distance between her first audition and making the screen. Well, she might do well or even excel, but some are more likely they'll shatter her dream. She has a lot to learn.
Thank you.
Can I do this one, Paul?
Sure.
All right, Paul, because I'm off now. You see in a minute.
Are you going to come back to say bye-bye?
Oh, yeah.
So it's about time you went and put a shilling in the meter. We got.
Oh, yeah, hang on. I've only got 10p.
Well, you go down and do that.
Put your thing on and
right,
I'll look at it.
And there we are, at 8 minutes before 4 o'clock, on Merseyland Alternative Radio. That was a record taking you back to 1970... It's still spinning, Paul, will you stop it?
Right.
Stop it, all right. 1974 there, Clifford T. Warren, the track taken from his Mantelpieces LP. That was Screen Test. Now, before I go, I want you to tell me... This is our competition time, but you get no prizes. Just tell me what this sound effect is, all right? You join in, Paul.
Right,
John! Are you listening?
Yeah,
what's this sound effect?
Actually, it sounds a bit rude. That sounds like a couple of GPO officials.
And I don't mean naughty on the air, Paul. Come on, Paul, you do this bit.
Anyway, this is Leo Sayer, and a record from him called Who Will the Next Fool Be? May very well be me.
All right.
May very well be me, actually. Or it could be anybody, couldn't it, conserving the station? We're all a load of fools.
Looking at me.
Oh, well, all right. Go on, go and do what you're going to do. Make sure you're back here in a minute and a half, because we're going then. And
I'm
This is very nearly the last record on the program. The Osmonds, Where Are You Going To, My Love? Nice one to finish the program on this, don't you think, Andy? Actually, looking a bit red in the face. Where have you been?
Well, I've just been talking to your wife on the phone.
How dare you?
No.
What did she say?
No, well, actually, Dave Simpson came and said, could somebody come and speak to Paula Jay's wife? So, of course, with you gabbing, as usual,
right.
Right,
what do you want?
She wants to know what you want for your tea, and do you intend coming home today?
Well, I'll go and tell her now.
All right.
All right, then. Well, look, I'll tell you what. I'll say my goodbyes now.
All right.
And I'll nip down. I'll leave you to wrap the whole caboodle up, OK?
Oh.
So,
God.
Well, yeah, it is. You've got to do it sometime. Anyway, on behalf of myself, Paul Jay, and Andy Davis, who's going to finish things off in a minute, I'd like to say ta-ra for now, and see you again in a couple of weeks' time, if not next week, and don't forget what I said to you, please, you know, because, my God, I do need your help. Okay? Bye.
Here we are then, 2 minutes before 4 o'clock. Paul Jay's gone to have a word with his wife about his tea, of all things, I ask you. Anyway, many thanks to Mr. Jay for the last 2 hours. Many thanks to me for playing the records and totally messing him up. Sorry about that, Paul. Oh! And listen, what Paul said to you before was absolutely right. Those transmitter locations, don't forget, we do need your help. I mean, this is me in my serious voice now. All right, so I'll see you anyway in about 2 minutes' time, okay?